The following recording, New Hampshire 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Honor of Jill McCulloch and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah was a nurse who worked in Newtown. She was very happy to start a new job in North Square, near Duke Street. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman waiting for her. The woman gave her a letter from the vet about her goose. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from foot and mouth disease, which was very rare, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. This made Sarah feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office, which made an unsanitary mess. The owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her. But she managed by gently stroking the goose with her palm. Then she gave Comma a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. She gave the goose a lot of medicine, which was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in New Hampshire, a town called Sandown, small population, about 5,000 people. Very small town. Born and raised there. Actually, I was born in a different city, but I was brought there at 3 months old, and I was raised there for the rest of my life in the same town. So it's definitely the simple life. I'm real excited because I'm going back there for Thanksgiving. So that should be interesting. But I don't get back there too often, you know. It's usually a long weekend here and there. But other than that, no. It's about 4 hours by car. Plane is only 45 minutes, which is good, but then you got to get from the city up to New Hampshire, you know, which is an hour. Or if you fly into New Hampshire, but now the plane tickets have just gone crazy. They're $400. Yeah, you can fly to Paris for a weekend, you know, for cheaper than that, which is insane to me, but God, I lived there for 20 years. No, I lived there for 18 years, and then when I went to college, I moved to a town called Lowell, Massachusetts. That is where there's a university. It's good size, about 12,000 people there. About my third year, I left and moved to Milan, Italy, to start a career over there in modeling and stuff like that. Someone approached me, and they had an agent in Boston and all this big stuff. Well, a friend of mine was actually working with this agent in Boston, mm-hmm. and I was on the football team with him at school. So he's like, "Oh, why don't you come down with me?" You know, and I was like, talking to my girlfriend, I'm like, "What do you think about this?" You know, it seemed a little weird to me, you know, it was really strange. And then I went there, and she was like, "Oh yeah," you know, and she started working with me, and she, like 2 months later, she brought me to New York for a convention. So I was like, "Oh, okay." And then when I was here for a week, somebody, you know, I got a bunch of offers and stuff like that. People want me to go to Florida or, you know, LA or, you know, wherever, really strange places, you know, Tokyo. And I decided to go to Milan because it's a really cheap way to start a career, as far as, I mean, that's what they told me.